Hello.
Hi, James. It's Tina from Local Splash.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I was following up. I'm sure you got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yeah, I think I canceled it or something. I thought I did.
No, you know what? I'm looking at the notes, and in April, you spoke with Catherine, and it said that you called in and you initially wanted to cancel, but then she offered to put your account on pause for six months, and then you agreed. So when you go on a pause after the 6 months, it automatically starts billing you again, according to the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature.
It hasn't been 6 months, has it?
Yeah, that was in April. So it looks like she paused April, May, June, July, August, and September, and then it's the October payment that we're having trouble with.
What exactly is it that Local Splash is doing? Because I just want to make sure I don't have tertiary companies doing the same thing, you know?
Of course. So it's you pay us $49 monthly for the hosting of the website. So everything else has been canceled. It's just the website that you're paying for right now.
What website is that? Because we was trying to look up the website, and the domain was messed up, and I guess it was the one that y'all had.
Yeah, the domain of SalesworthFlooring.com, that was your domain before you started working with us, and you gave us the credentials to build our site on it, but there is a note on the account that your domain has expired. So you have to renew that with the people that you purchased it from, just the domain, or we could take the site that we built and purchase a new domain for you. That's not a problem.
I thought the domain was through you guys.
No, it says here it's a client-owned domain. But you signed up with us a year and a half ago, so I think when you signed up with us, that was the credentials you gave us to was for that domain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even use that website anymore.
So if you wanted to, we could settle the past due and then cancel, because if not, what happens is come November 24th, that 49 reoccurs to 98, and it continues to do so until this settles. And the reason being, James, is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, it does state that you agree to an automatic renewal on the 24th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us three business days prior.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll just kind of, I'll try to take it down, because that, like I was saying, that website, it isn't even being able to be used right now anyway, so I'm just paying you for, you guys for something I'm not using, you know.
Well, I'm not sure if you're aware, but on your Google listing, you have another site, which is KnoxvilleWaterproofFlooring.com, and that one also is not coming up. So I don't know what's going on.
I know there's been three or four different companies like this that calls me and tells me, the first thing they tell me is, hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but your company ain't showing up on Google, this and that. And then they all say the same exact thing, and they say, but we can really help you a lot if you pay us this money, and we'll get everything. We'll get a bunch of your phone calls coming in. We'll get everything, directories and all that lined up, but I've not seen really anything come from any of it, so.
Well, if it were me and I looked up waterproof flooring and I needed your service, and then you came up with a 404 error on your website and nothing pulled up, that would probably affect the, you know, which company I would call. I would probably just call the next guy. I would think you're out of business or something. So the fact that your website isn't working is affecting you. So what I would recommend, James, especially since you have to pay that password out anyway, is have us get the site for you on a different domain. It doesn't cost you extra to do it. And then whoever's managing the Google page right now, you can tell them to put your new site up on the Google page. And that way, when people look you up, they can see, you know, examples of your work, you're a credible company, and that will help you in your conversion and getting better results.
Yeah, I guess if so what I can pay, you said it's like, how much is it that I owe?
Just $49.
And so what, I can pay this and then go ahead and cancel everything and I won't owe anything anymore?
Correct. If that's
correct.
What you want to do, you could
absolutely
do that.
Okay. And then what, once I pay this last time, they'll take my card off of their account, right?
Exactly, because
exactly.
You'll get a confirmation within a couple of minutes
that the
account's
been canceled,
and that way you won't have to
worry
about
any further charges.
Okay. Okay.
So for
oh,
I have your billing
in front of
me, and I was just going to ask you for that
final
payment.
Is
it still
the
same billing address?
427.
I hope I say it right.
Farragut
Avenue. Yes. Okay. Perfect.
Yes. Okay. Perfect.
And then I'm ready
then
for the
I'm
new
ready
card
for
number,
new
whenever,
card
you're.
Number whenever you're.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
4607.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
3003.
Okay. Okay. 3073.
Got it. Got it.
6933. Okay, so
I will process
that final
$49
payment, and then I'll process the cancellation, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
Have a great rest of your day.
Okay, bye.